Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We started out on Mondays and Fridays, live from Pittsburgh. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by Derek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this, 347-205-9631. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms powered by Mancini Media. So more of him, less of me. Let me lay the red carpet, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Derek, first of all, how are you this morning? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? Third of all, with a little luck, we could have swept the fish right out of town.
Man, I'm doing great. We had a great, hot weekend here in Pittsburgh, taking 3 out of 4 against the Marlins. And the coolest thing about that was, we had a chance, in yesterday's game, late in yesterday's game. But Mr. Alcantara pitched a heck of a game. And, he's turned into a definition of a true number one starter for them, where it's like, hey, we lost, 7 in a row. We need you to go out and throw 8 innings and give us a win so we can catch a flight back to Miami or to Boston. I'm online, all social media platforms, TarrikBrockSR on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And so now I'm just going to celebrate a day off and get prepared to face the Dodgers, who's on their East Coast swing of their road trip.
Yeah, and when you look at yesterday with De Alcantara and then Chad Kuhl, I mean, he was just unlucky. He pitched 6 fairly solid innings, his longest outing of the season, and going back and forth to Alcantara, I mean, you got to be happy with Chad's performance.
Definitely happy with Chad's performance, coming back off and pitching and keeping us in the game. One thing, we learned about this weekend was, Aguilar, can hit the ball as far as anyone I've seen in a while, and he got him, he clipped him, but Chad kept his composure and kept the damage to just 3 runs, and Alcantara just pitched a great game, and all we got to do is just tip our cap.
Yeah, when you look at Aguilar, 6-for-13 in the series, batted .461, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs. This guy's built, man. I mean, he looks more like a tight end that the Steelers can pick up for the upcoming season. Tell us about Jesus, man.
The one thing that I was able to see that I don't, unless you were there in the stadium, was when their pitchers was falling apart. He was whistling in to either Alfaro or Leon, the catchers, to hey, go out and talk to him. Telling the pitchers to take their time. He just did really good. Like, he quarterbacked that defense, from, first base. And he swung the bat well. I mean, he already came into the series leading the league, the National League, in runs batted in. So it was just a great thing that, what he did and just continued to do. So he's doing everything that he can. And our job was trying to slow him down a little bit. And I got to one point where I said, okay, that's enough now. He needs to take it easy, and joked around with him. But yeah, he's having a great year and leading a really good young team.
Well, not only that, when you look at the Pirates now, I mean, the first thing I look at, they got more victories now and fewer games than they had all last season. Redbeard is back. Hayes is back. Frazier always manages to get on base. I mean, when you look at this team now moving forward, I mean, everything's starting to come together and click so the Pirates can move up in the standings.
It is. It's like we're getting back to full strength that we had at the beginning of the year when we opened up against the Cubs and having a good run up until a certain point in time when we had injuries. So now, our lineup is a little bit deeper with getting Moran back and getting young Hayes back. And it's just really good and just setting it. And, Brian Reynolds has done a good job of just being consistent, leading our team at home runs. And then Adam Frazier is leading all of baseball, or at least the National League, in hits. And it just really, really helps out. And so, and also Brian Reynolds has played a great center field. And, you got Gamble and Tom you know, platooning out in left field, and then pretty soon we'll get Phil Evans back. And so, and then we can't forget about having the National League pinch hit hitter on our bench, you know, as well, and Wilmer Defoe. So, and we're just getting good pitching performances. You know, can't wait to get JTB back out there and just going from there. So we're getting really close. Austin Davis pitched yesterday, coming off the disabled list, had a pretty good inning. So we'll just keep pushing forward.
And now you get the Dodgers coming to town. Looks like it's Gosselin, Buehler, and Urias facing you guys. Two night games and a day game before you head out to Milwaukee, and they come back home to play Texas. What are you looking for in this series? The World Series champs come to town, struggling of late, 3-3 in their last six. Prior to that, the Giants took them 3 out of 4. So with the Dodgers coming to town, I know it's the fan base. I mean, it's the hoopla and everything. And hopefully the Pirate fans can drown these guys out because I know they bring a contingent of fans wherever they go. Any thoughts?
Well, this series would be good. This would be the third National League West team that we face, split with the Padres, which was really good. And so now, and then we have the Giants come in. We played them well. Good young teams, you know, good energy, good pitching. So it's what we've seen already, but now it's just the blue crew coming in. And so for us, it's just controlling the zone, you know, when we're pitching and also when we're hitting, you know, play good defense and run the base as well and get some timely hits. and then that pretty much is us. And we just play our style of baseball, which changes, you know, day to day pretty much based upon our lineup and the construction of it.
Well,
you know, we're not afraid.
Yeah. And not only that, the baseball gods have been good to you with these next three. You don't have to face pretty much, you know, and I don't want to disrespect them, but no Kershaw, no Bauer. You know, it seems like this whole year you've been playing top staff, number ones and twos coming at you, but you miss out on Bauer and Kershaw, so that's going to help in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, you know, helps. But at the same time, it's just some experience that our guys and us as coaches that we won't get, you know, by, you know, missing those guys. But the one thing I want to say is we play a tough division. You know, there's always ones and twos that come up. You might miss, you know, the Dodgers 1-2, but we'll get Milwaukee's 1-2. Corbin Burns is nothing, you know, to sneeze at as well. I mean, he's just been amazing. So it's just Major League Baseball. I mean, pitching is up. You know, guys are throwing harder, and then you got guys coming out the bullpen throwing even harder than the guys that start the game. So we'll take advantage. At some point in time, Walker Buehler will be a number one. You know, and Urias, you know, closed out the World Series last year. So, yeah, we're going to have our hands full with the we'll call them their 1-2 of this series coming up.
Yeah. And what a great, you know, with Jacob Stallings playing Mr. Clutch, man. This guy is Clutch City, man. I mean, unbelievable. Team's got to figure it out, man. When he comes up, man, he's got somebody on. He's going to drive in that run one way or another. Tell us about that. That was a great game Saturday.
Man, I tell you, one thing is the first swing of his at-bat, he broke his bat. He goes out, he's fouling balls as a right-hand hitter over the third base, first base dugout, and he's just battling. And he gets a ball down and clears the bases. I mean, he hits a rocket down left field line. And, you know, it's just been who he's been for us, just giving us good at-bats. You know, I look back to the series against the Giants. Jake McGee comes in and he hits the balls in the bleachers in left field for a walk-off. I mean, he's just been that for us, you know, calling, you know, great games for us as well. And it's just funny that some days you look up, he's batting fourth, he's batting fifth, right in the middle of our lineup and producing runs for us. And that's what you need during the years is someone to just step up and carry the team, you know, for a while. And you got 25 men on the roster and everyone gets their opportunity to do that at some point in time. And this is Jacob's time. And you know, I look at it, just keep extending that time, especially when runners get on base and scoring runs for us.
Yeah, and when you look at that, I mean, even Rodriguez in the pen has been lights out. I mean, you can have a flaw every now and then, but, boy, I'll tell you, what he's been doing this year kind of reminds me in the old days with Kent Culvey coming in and saving games for John Candelaria and the crew.
Yeah.
You know, Richie has been great for us, you know, this year. You know, having a little hiccup, but then also we leaned on him, you know, times where he came in the ninth inning in the tie game, and, you know, he went two innings for us, you know, a couple outings past. Like, you know, he just comes out, you know, no emotions or low emotions, and just does his job and pitch. And, you know, to be a leader of our bullpen, it's been great. Now you're throwing David Bednar, Sam Howard, who up until yesterday, and I think is still going at active streak of, you know, retiring like 24 straight left-hand hitters have not got a hit from him. It's like things like that has been carrying our bullpen. And so we'll just keep leaning on our guys and trusting Oscar Morin, our pitching coach, and Derek Shelton, our manager, to navigate through, you know, our bullpen, you know, nightly and be able to preserve it for the series. So, man, it's a fun time for us. We're ahead of where we were last year, which was completely different. You know, we're facing different teams this year than what we faced last year, and play some really good teams and some really good series so far.
Well, yeah, and that's great. And not only that, the fans are back. You know, you're going to be opening up, I guess, in July. I know out here next week the Dodgers are going 100% capacity when the Phillies come to town. So things are really starting to open up. And, you know, it's going across Major League Baseball now. I guess a lot of the teams, 85% of them, are pretty much vaccinated. So getting back to semi-normal in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Our clearance date for 85% will be the beginning of the Milwaukee series. We're in that time where after you get your second shot, you have a little bit of time before you're considered fully vaccinated. And so we're just on the countdown for us. And so we're looking forward to that and be able to, you know, remove the mask while we're in the dugout competing. So that'll be a really good thing. And, you know, we're just grateful that, you know, our stadium is opening up. And, you know, we were in Atlanta earlier, and they were full capacity, and it was just good to see fans back out cheering for us or for the other team. It doesn't matter compared to looking at empty seats last season.
Yeah, and not only that, this past weekend, when you looked at Najee Harris, the Pirates gave him a jersey, and, you know, the Steelers – the number one pick this year, I'll tell you, was there an exchange of maybe Steeler tickets and Pirate tickets there and footballs and baseballs and everything? Because he really typifies the city of Pittsburgh. I'm really looking forward to seeing this kid run for the Steelers.
You know what? It was good to see him. You know, some guys were able to get over, take some pictures with him, talk to him a little bit. Man, big kid, which is really cool. You know, believe that he'll come out and you know, be able to help the team out. One thing about Pittsburgh is that they've had good running backs, guys that come in going back to Le'Veon Bell, James Conner, Franco Harris. The list goes on and on and on. And hopefully he can come in and do the same. And so, you know, I'm sure Coach Tomlin will do his best to acclimate him to the system and to the city. The city already seemed to welcome him well when he threw out the first pitch. And just looking, you know, to watch his career blossom here.
Well, we're down to the last minute. You get an off day today before you get the Dodgers tomorrow. What's an off day like? Your wife's in town. Little lunch, relax, and rest.
You know, yeah, we were going to do that. Going to do a nice little Pittsburgh tradition. It's where you buy a lock, you know, you and your significant other, your loved one, and you put it on the bridge. And so, and you know, she's a singer and an athlete as well. So, you know, it's a couple. I don't know if we're going to go to Clemente Bridge. We might have to get two locks, you know, and do it, you know, put it on Clemente Bridge and just be able to just get out and just see more of the city and experience it without having to hurry up and get to the ballpark. And hopefully I can get one more home-cooked meal before she leaves.
Well, you know, in Pittsburgh, it's not like L.A. You can walk around that downtown area. You don't have to worry about cars and everything. I mean, the city just is amazing. And, you know, when you look at a city, and you can go to a lot of cities, and you've been to a lot of cities in this great country. I've never seen a city where when you go through that Ford Pitt Tunnel, wow, the whole city opens up.
Yeah, it is, and that was the first thing that when she came into town at the beginning of the year, it was like, hey, you know, pay attention, watch when we come up this tunnel, like, it is going to be pow, like, here it is, you know, the best of Pittsburgh right here, and it's been the cool thing, so just try and walk around and just show her, you know, some spots, take her over to the land and see where, you know, all three rivers come together, just a little bit of a history lesson for both of us. And just enjoy this time. And like I said, hopefully get one more home-cooked meal while she's here and just, you know, enjoy the rest of the off day.
Well, that's it, you know. And then you guys, after this homestand, go to Milwaukee. We'll touch bases Friday, probably on that slide in Milwaukee with Bernie Brewer. That's going to be great. Hey, how can people reach you before we close it out, my good friend?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TarikBrockSr, Senior, Tarik Brock Senior. I'm on those platforms. You can give me a follow, likes, comments, and just try to just share what this journey is all about. So, man, thank you so much. Everyone have a great day and look forward to speaking to you guys in just a few more days.
Well, he's Tarik, and we'll do this again Friday from Milwaukee. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, powered by Mancini Media. We'll talk to you Friday from Milwaukee. Have a blessed one, guys. Thanks for everything.